And I remember I was on air. I actually was on, wait a minute. Was I? I'm trying to remember. It's been 12 years. In any event, I was for the first day I was there. We either broadcast it live or we got it on the tape later on in the day. But no one knew. Now, I knew who Sarah Palin was because I had tried to get an interview with her, and we did a very close. Had tried to get an interview with her because she was the then governor of Alaska, and she was doing insane things about the, you might remember, there was an oil shortage in 2006-07 or so, where as soon as Pelosi took over in the House of Representatives, all of a sudden an oil shortage, right? Go figure. And gas was like $4.50 a gallon in California, something like that. We had those bumper stickers, shut up and drill. Well, Sarah Palin, as governor of Alaska, was out there, we got plenty of oil. What the hell's wrong with you people? We even have a pipeline that we can send it to you with. And she was saying that, look, you need to come to Alaska and drill. We got oil coming out. Well, you can figure the rest out. So I had tried to get an interview with then Governor Palin. And I got to remember that time we didn't have Skype. We didn't have the ways of communication that we have today. So she was going to do it. We just couldn't work the times out. So in any event, I knew who Sarah Palin was is the point. So then McCain has his big hoop-de-doo press conference. And then they go live, and then he announces who is it going to be, and no one can believe it. No one can believe that the governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin, is going to be McCain's running mate. And, of course, they had flown her in. I'm pretty sure it was in Arizona. And she comes out on stage and just slaughters it, man. I mean, just kills it. Because she's a very charismatic person. I've actually met Sarah twice. Minister Church, please, you said nasty things about Sarah Palin. I actually told her last time I saw Sarah. I said, I need to apologize. It kind of scandalized you when you weren't around to defend yourself. I'm sorry about it. She went, oh, don't worry about it. Oh, it's all good. There's a picture. People like your pictures. I got a picture out there somewhere of me and Rob Manus and Sarah Palin. In any event, let's go back to 2008. And remember what the Democrats did to Sarah Palin. They weren't satisfied with just beating her politically. They pursued her to the end of the earth to try and destroy the woman so that she could never hold any other office or be taken seriously or credibly ever again. Now, I think that they largely failed. As a matter of fact, I don't talk to John Ziegler anymore, but at the time I did. And John Ziegler had written a book. Ziegler, you know, when I play that John Ziegler clip about him in front of the Venturi County Commissioners, and you're all going to, we'll never forget this, and you're all going to pay, and you're all going to hell, and it won't be because of COVID. That's John Ziegler. Well, I've been interviewing Ziegler off and on since he created the first church of Tiger Woods back in the day. Well, Ziegler wrote a book about how the media destroyed or tried to destroy Sarah Palin. And I'm trying to remember the title. I actually have a request out to see if I can get Ziegler here on the Mike Church Show. In any event, Ben Domenech, or I'm sorry, John Daniel Davidson at TheFederalist.com has an awesome recap of what these people tried to do or did to Sarah Palin and how now that Kamala Harris is the second, well, actually she's the third woman to be nominated to be vice president, people forget. Again, steel trap memory, Walter Mondale chose Geraldine Ferrara in 1984 to be his running mate. So, this is the first time I've seen. No, it's not. Yeah, but she's a black woman. No, she's not. By the by, there's a guy has a piece out at the Wall Street Journal about how to pronounce the name Kamala. Kamala. She says it's comma, as in, you know, the little punctuation mark. C-O-M-M-A dash la. Kamala. And I go, my, how inner city American of you. Kamala. Some of you got that. There's a woman who lives in Louisiana. Her name is actually, I'm not making this up. This is not a joke. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to do you. You're just a racist. I can't believe you said I didn't create the name. This woman actually named her daughter, born in Louisiana, LaDasha. True story. Spelled L-A dash punctuation mark A. I'm not making this up. So you're making it up. You think it's funny to make fun of black people. I'm not making it up, dude. The reason we know it's a real name is because she sued somebody because they embarrassed her or whatever. Somebody went, LaDasha.
She was in the hospital. They were calling her baby LaSha. And she was like, don't you see the dash?
That's what it was. They were calling the doctors or the nurses were calling the young LaDasha LaSha. And she was, what do you mean LaSha? The dash ain't silent. It's LaDasha. In any event, is that Ziegler's book? Oh, yeah, it is. It's in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat, media malpractice, how Obama got elected and Palin was targeted. Ben Dominich recounts this, because yesterday we were told, oh, Kamala Harris, she's such a wonderful, loving human being. Everyone loves Kamala. And she's such a feminist and has achieved so much in her life. She was also a cop. What happened to defund the cops and the Democrat Party? Not only was she a cop, she was a crooked, dirty, nasty, mean, on-the-take cop. The worst kind. So yesterday, the Corona hoax, we're all going to die media, sprung into action to try and sweep what they had done to Sarah Palin under the rug. And try to say, you Republicans, you can't come out and be mean and nasty to Kamala. She's a woman and she deserves respect and she's a minority and you have to give her respect. This is the era of Me Too. And no one has ever been treated badly who's a woman who ran for a national office. Oh, yeah? What about Sarah Palin? John Daniel Davidson. So he gives this intro because the guy's actually from Alaska. So he actually knew Mayor Palin before she became governor. He lived in the little town, Wasilla, I think, right? Wasilla, Alaska? I'm going from memory here. She lived in a little town of Wasilla, Alaska. She was the mayor of Wasilla. And John Daniel actually went to high school there. He grew up there. So he actually knew Mayor Palin before she became Governor Palin, right? I say all this, so he gives this whole page of introductions about his, about where he grew up and how he knew her personally, et cetera, et cetera. So we get to this. I say all this as prelude to what we are about to witness. In the coming months, a phalanx of mainstream media outlets and leftist women's groups will be deployed to defend Senator Kamala Harris, Joe Biden's vice presidential pick, by labeling any and all criticism of her as sexist and possibly racist. Groups like Emily's List, Planned Parenthood, Naral, and others recently sent a letter to news outlets that they'll be monitoring coverage of Biden's VP pick. You know what? Turn me on. Monitor me, baby. Monitor me, Planned Parenthood. Please monitor me.